Well, if you were shopping online this holiday season and just before you checked out, maybe you got an extra offer from that company, your site you were shopping on. Well, that offer might have been powered by intelligence from our next guest. A company is called Rokt. It just was valued at just under $2 billion in its latest funding round. And CEO Bruce Buchanan is joining us now. Bruce, thanks for being here. So basically, you guys, your AI powers these types of offers. First of all, set the stage for us. Talk to us about how it works and the services that you guys provide.
Yeah, well, I started this business after spending 10 years building Jetstar, which was a low-cost carrier in Asia. And if anyone's bought a low-cost airline ticket, you know that they strive to provide the lowest airfares, but there's about 50 add-ons that you can add on to your airfare. You know, some people want bags, some people want food, some people want, rental cars, hotels. There's a bunch of different things that airlines try and sell. But each customer is typically only interested in two or three messages. And what becomes a pretty awful experience is when the airlines try and put all 50 in front of each consumer. And so we worked out that if we could get the right two or three products in front of each consumer, we could double the profitability of the airline. And the exciting thing about that is you can then go from serving, 16 countries or 17 cities in a particular country to 20 or 30. And that has a huge impact on the communities you serve. And so when we looked around the world, there's just no technology to solve that. And so we said, okay, well, that's a good problem to solve. And over the last 9 years, that's what we've been doing at Rokt, is how do we actually make sure that we can personalize the products and services you see when you check out online.
And Bruce, you guys, your client base is pretty diverse because it's e-commerce companies like Wayfair, for example, but also events companies like Live Nation. And so I'm curious right now what you're hearing from those clients. I mean, on the one hand, we are seeing a lot of turmoil in the events industry because of Omicron and what's going on. On the other hand, we continue to see this e-commerce boom.
Yeah, COVID's been this tales of haves and have-nots right from the start. So we had in the first couple months of 2020 COVID outbreak, we had our business decline about 65%. And it was driven by a lot of fear and uncertainty, but also travel and entertainment just stopped overnight. And then over the next quarter, it really rebounded, and that was driven by streaming and e-commerce and retail and a whole bunch of other D2C brands that were really taking off. And so we've seen through that time, and it's just continued, you get these ups and downs where some businesses are doing incredibly well as you see a shift from offline to online, and you see streaming and D2C and mass investments in those sectors take off, and you see uncertainty in live events and travel and those sorts of areas and movies. But a lot of those are starting to come back now. We saw probably about May last year, we started to see the live events and travel really start to come back in a big way. Not in every market. Has been the crazy thing about COVID is it's hit different countries at different times. But we're definitely seeing the business a lot stronger than it was in late 2020 and early 2021.
And Bruce, tell us about your path to eventually becoming public, if you can, because correct me if I'm wrong, your latest series of funding that contained U.S. investors for the first time. You had previously raised funds over in the Asia Pacific region. Is this now gathering U.S. investors? Is this paving the way for an eventual U.S. IPO for you?
Yeah, that's right. We had a good board, and our customer base was sort of 75% in the US, and I'm based in New York. But our original investors came out of the Asia Pacific, and we wanted to list in the US because that's where our primary customer, that's where most of the e-commerce business and decision-making happens. And so we went out to a curated list of about 10 investors and picked what we thought were three of the biggest and best investors to help us take us public in the US, and that was led by Tiger Global. And our intention now is in 2023, which I've got to get used to saying is just next year, but next year, late next year, we're going to go public in the US is our current plan, barring not another crazy COVID, outbreak or some other disruption. That's our current plan.
You know, Bruce, if you could, I'm really curious, talking to somebody who's sort of pre-public here, given the crazy year that we have just had in terms of the number of IPOs and SPACs and direct listings for that matter, how are you making the decision on when to pull the trigger, that it is going to be next year. I have to get used to it too. Kind of what do you need to see happen in order to make that decision to go ahead and do it?
Well, first and foremost, we're not driven by short-term, you know, let's just get a quick hit from the capital markets. We're really driven by the long-term mission of how do we solve this problem in e-commerce of making all the businesses we work with, connecting them in a way that's relevant for customers that can really double the economics and create this economic platform for them to do incredible things. And so for us, the listing process is really a step on the journey. It helps us in a number of ways. We're kind of unusual in that we're profitable, we're very rapidly growing, and so we're sort of masters of our own destiny in terms of when we want to list. Having said that, we, you know, the normal listing criteria that we're looking at is, are we ready from a predictability of revenue perspective, and are we going to have, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 quarters where we've got good revenue numbers that are not affected by these sorts of things like COVID that create these one-off hits, which create uncertainty in the business. So that's really the decision-making process that we're going through at the moment. We feel like we're in a good position and next year will be the right time for us. We're less focused on the macroeconomic outlook because we're more focused on the long-term objectives of where we take this business. So we're probably a little bit different than a lot of businesses looking to capitalize on a short-term or capitalize on the cycle. We're more focused on, is the business in the right spot? And are we going to take too much of a focus on, you know, too much of a focus on growth to focus on listing? And we don't want to spend all of our time managing investors. We want to continue to focus on delivering our vision.
Yeah, novel indeed that you're profitable and you're not pre-revenue like a lot of the companies that we talked to this year. Bruce Buchanan, a rocked CEO. Let's keep in touch as you continue on this journey. Thanks so much, Bruce. Appreciate it.